Welcome to Family Bible Study. Again, we're going to continue to go through the book of Jeremiah and try to learn what God would teach us there. We are looking to our Heavenly Father to guide us into truth, that indeed we may have truth. Now, we've come down to Jeremiah chapter 51, Jeremiah 51, and we've come to a couple of verses that we began to struggle with a little bit in our last study, in verse 45 of Jeremiah 51. My people, go ye out of the midst of her. It's talking about Babylon. It's talking about God telling us about how Satan has come into the churches and is ruling there. And now he is saying to us, come out of the midst of her and deliver even every man his soul from the fierce anger of Jehovah. Incidentally, as that verse stands, it sounds like you get out and then you're going to deliver your soul. And of course, we know as we study the Bible that that isn't the way God works. We have to understand that the delivering of our souls is the work of Christ altogether. And it's indicating here that it's not in the churches that you're going to find deliverance. It will have to be outside of the churches where God is bringing truth. But then the next verse we really began to struggle with, and I'm still struggling with it because I'm so concerned that we really bring truth and that we don't come to a conclusion of some kind and say, well, this is the way it is. I'd rather say, I don't know, or this is something we have to pray about some more, and we have to be very honest as we bring the gospel, because if anybody tells you that when you read the Bible, you know, God, he just opens up your eyes and right away you can know what the truth is and you can depend upon it. They haven't read the Bible very carefully. They haven't, or maybe God is a lot more helpful to them than they are to me and to some of us. No, we find that God keeps us very, very humble. We have to keep pleading with God for truth. But the next verse, and lest your hearts faint, and ye fear for the rumor that it shall be heard in the land, a rumor that both comes the year, and after that in the year, a rumor or a news, and violence in the land, of ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. When we try to get accurate, we have to be accurate in understanding what God has given us. And looking again at verse 46, where it begins with and checking the Hebrew, it is and. There's nothing wrong. There's no misprint there. And lest your heart faint. And then go down to verse 47. Therefore, behold, the Lord will come. Now the question is, we were trying in our last study to tie verse 47 or verse 46 to verse 45. 45 indicating that we are to come out of the churches, out of the place where Babylon is reigning. And if we don't, then there's going to be dreadful things emphasized here in verse 46. That your heart will faint and you'll fear for the report. In other words, you're going to get into trouble with God. But what we didn't do is look at the next verse. Is verse 46 tied to verse 45 about coming out, or is it tied to verse 47? lest you your heart faint and you become very fearful. Therefore, behold, the time that I will do judgment or bring judgment on the graven images of Babylon. And the context simply seems to indicate that those are the two verses that ought to be grouped together. Well, let's back up now and let's look at my people. That's a very, very important sentence there, or a phrase, my people. We didn't talk about that at all in our last study. My people. The phrase my people is found 18 times in the book of Jeremiah. 18 times. And when we look at it, we find that normally it appears definitely to be talking about true believers. Normally, not always. But for example, if we go back to Jeremiah chapter 8, we're going to look at my people for a little bit. Won't hurt at all, because we're learning and learning and learning every time we open anything. But in Jeremiah chapter 8, it's used there 5 times, my people, and it in every reference, or almost every reference, at least 4 of the 5 times, it is underscoring those who appear to be true believers. Like we read in verse 7, and it's faulting the preachers and the priests and the prophets who have been teaching them. If we look at Jeremiah chapter 7, or chapter 8 at verse 7, we find it says, this one doesn't emphasize the teacher, but it's, let's read it anyway. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle, that is the turtle dove, and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. In verse 9, the wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. They have rejected the word of the Jehovah and what wisdom is in them. Therefore, I will give their wives unto others in their fields, to them that shall inherit them. For everyone from the least unto the greatest is given to covetousness, from the prophet even unto the priest. Everyone dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Look at, have healed the heart of the daughter of my people, saying, peace, peace. In other words, God is faulting the teachers and the preachers and the prophets in the churches because they are doing an injustice to my people. My people. We go on to, let's go on to Jeremiah chapter 23. There we'll find this a little more emphatic. When we go to Jeremiah 23, and we go to verse 13, for example, we read, and I have seen folly in thee, in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. You see, in other words, God has a concern for his people, or for the kind of preaching or teaching that they are receiving. If we go down to verse 22, we read there, in verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken unto them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. You notice what God is emphasizing, that these are false teachers and are corrupting my people. That is what's shining through here. Again, we read in verse 26, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man and his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Now, we have to be careful here. Now, that my phrase, my people, can talk about the whole congregation, and there are many of them in there that are not elect of God. So it's not necessarily uniquely those who are true believers. However, the next chapter from chapter, there's five times in Jeremiah 8 we find my people similar in a similar fashion to what we find here in Jeremiah 23, five times. Then the next time we find, we go all the way to Jeremiah 30, and there in Jeremiah 30, we read in verse 3, "For lo, the days come, says Jehovah, that I will bring again the captivity of my people." Now, in this case, the context is clearly indicating that these are the true believers, my people, who will to return the captivity is a figure that God uses when he's speaking about people becoming saved. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers. That is, they'll come into the kingdom of God. They shall come into the land. The land that God has in view is the kingdom of God. More than that, in verse 22, two times we find my people, only two times in Jeremiah chapter 30, but there he says, "And ye shall be my people, and I am your God." I am your God. And that's a statement that clearly is talking about true believers, that these are, and these are the ones that God is concerned about, of course, because they are the elect of God. They are the ones that God made payment for their sins, and he's got to save them, bring them, or give them a brand new soul. But when you're in the context of a church that is bringing all kinds of wrong messages concerning the nature of salvation, and they don't understand the authority of the Word of God, it's a very, very difficult place for all of this to happen. And in our day, God is driving them out of the churches. Then we look in the next time we read about this is in Jeremiah 31. And there we find three places. We're going to be running out of places pretty quick. In 31, in verse 1, "At the same time, says Jehovah, I will be," and that actually should be translated, "I am the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people." These are the true believers. These are, without question, the true believers. Then we get down to verse 14, "And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Jehovah." Here again we have a verse that is talking about the wonders of salvation, that we are fat with the Word of God, and fat with the pleasures of being a child of God. Then we look at one more verse in Jeremiah 31, verse 33, where we see my people. And we read there, After those days, or let me start at the beginning, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Jehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." This, of course, was picked up in the book of Hebrews, and is talking about all of those being saved today outside of any congregation at all. It's the harvest that is occurring during this period of the end of the Great Tribulation, that there are many, as we read in Revelation 7, there are many that are being saved. Well, now we have to go, the next place we find it is in chapter 33. And there we read in verse 24, where he says, "Considerest thou not what the people have spoken, saying, The two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. And the two families in this context were the nation of Israel, Israel and Judah, they have despised my people. In other words, again, God is contrasting something false with something that is true. But then the next thing that we notice is, we go all the way from Jeremiah 33 to Jeremiah 50 before we find my people again. It's getting rarer and rarer. And we go to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6. Verse 6. And there we read in Jeremiah 50, verse 6, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. You notice how that parallels what we had read in Jeremiah 23 about the priests and the prophets and the pastors and so on who are bringing the wrong kind of a gospel. They've caused the shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the inhabitants of justice, even Jehovah, the hope of their fathers. But then again, notice how that follows through. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the fox. In other words, the he-goats have to do with sacrifice. Be those who are sacrificing. And at another time, remember, we learned that to sacrifice is to come with a broken and a contrite heart before God. But the point here is that God is struggling with these people who are my people. He wants them out of the churches. Then there's only one more time we find my people in the book of Jeremiah, and that's 51 verse 45, where we are. Now notice that we've seen verses here where I am their God, and they are my people. And they have been totally offended in the churches. They have had pastors that have led them astray. But now he is saying in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 45, Jeremiah 51, verse 45, my people, go ye out of the midst of her. Deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of Jehovah. And this is something that we learned a long time ago in these last days, as we read from Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, where it says, go ye out of Babylon. This is what we learned from Matthew 24, verse 15. When you see the abomination of desolation in the holy place, then flee to the mountains, that is, to Christ. It's all harmonious. But then we go to the next verse, given this, my people, deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of Jehovah. That is, you who are the elect of God. I think we can say this, that you who really want the truth, you who are really you appear to be the elect of God anyway, and lest your heart, and that is, so that your heart be not faint. And remember, we saw the word faint as it was used in connection with Josiah, how he was anguished before God because he learned that he had been disobeying the law, and it was just a horrible anguish. God is saying, so that your heart be not faint, and that ye fear for the report that comes comes in the year, and after that in the year. In other words, it's talking about a year following a year, you hear about violence in the land, or be subject to violence, because ruler is against ruler. Who are the two rulers? Let's start with that. Who are the two rulers? We have Christ is ruling, of course. He is the ultimate ruler. He is the one that is being sinned against constantly. But he's also placed Satan in the churches. And so you have ruler against ruler. And what does that bring? Violence. That brings violence. Violence on both sides. Because there's the violence of Satan that is causing people to become under the wrath of God more securely, as he is teaching wrong doctrines and destroying the churches altogether. But it's also the violence of Christ as he is preparing these people in the churches for judgment. And this is what we kind of got into last time. You know that as we look at these verses in the light of everything we find in the Bible, we know that it's at this time that God is preparing the tares for burning. He is binding them, and that's violence. That's it's just like we remember we paralleled that with what we read about the angels that had not kept their first estate, and they were bound in chains and are in hell. That is, they are already prepared for the final burning that is going to take place and the day of judgment. I'm not making much sense in a way, you know. I'm simply emphasizing things that we know from the Bible, and yet to tie it all together. What is God really trying to say here? And I can honestly say at this point, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think that one thing he is emphasizing is that get out of the churches, because then you will not be subject to that violence. You will not be caught in the middle between ruler against ruler. Your heart is not going to be faint. Or to say it the other way, if you remain in the churches, then you're going to have deep troubles. And I'm gonna go through just a little bit of a homey situation to see if this will help. I don't know if it will or not. But let's say here's a community, and a mayor rules in the community, and he is one of these people who just loves every citizen in the community. He's a real father to the whole community, and everybody regards him with very high regard. But he goes to a meeting with some other mayors, and he learns to his utter dismay that there's going to be a terrible, terrible enemy coming against the city. There's going to be a lot of bloodshed. It's going to be a horrible situation. And so he calls all the citizens of his community together, and he says, my people, you have to get out of this city. You have to get out while the going is still open. You have to get out, because this city is going to be a place of violence. It's going to be a place of another ruler trying to take over, and you don't want to have to go through all of the pain of the anguish, so that your heart is faint, and all of the fear as you are beginning to hear about this, that it's already going to come. And that's about what God is saying to the churches, of course. Get out, because they are a place of horror as God is preparing those in it for the burning, And as Satan is ruling with his false gospels, so that people are becoming more and more in rebellion against God, and for your sake, get out of the churches.